Blog Talk Radio.
Should I begin? This is the story of a boy named Lonnie Lynn. As I say it, the spirit's here with me. He was raised in the belly of the city, Chicago. Discovered by Dusabo, a black Frenchman that I had to mention. Extensions of a young man raised on the low end. 47th in Michigan, lacking a little discipline. No grandma Mabel did the best she could. You know how young niggas want a testy hood. Yes, he stood taller than most black boys. One of the best ballers out of Illinois. College in Ohio, this is like his bio. Talks that we had, man, they was never idle. He talked about reading the Quran and the Bible. He talked how we smoked dope and sold it for survival. He talked about the ancestors and our lives, they vital. He said, y'all niggas love the bang cause you tribal. Spiral of life, Chicago to Denver. Anyway, he went of attention, he's the center. 6'9", big heart, big mind. He spent a lifetime wanting to be big time. He did in a way. Made it to the ABA and the things he say on my record. When I was a shorty, he bought me the message. It was his messages in life I would step with. Didn't see him much, spirits I connected. The father creates it, the son can't reflect it. His perspective sometimes seemed crazy. His perspective sometimes seemed brilliant. His perspective somehow it shaped me. His perspective, undoubted I feel it. Walk around in them Ed Jordans I gave him. I said, pop them for Mike, man, you better save him. The fight that he had with cancer was a brave one. Took Dr. Sabie's herb instead of medication. Breathing heavy, he talked reparations and said, son, we live through our generations. Offspring, caffeine, Gene Ammons playing. In the background, he was talking, I was praying. Our father, take care of my father. As far as he went, may I go farther. May our dreams and legacies live through our children. Though I can't touch them, I can still feel them.
You know, the other day I got a little phone call, got a message. Said, Pops, you've been gone from home too long. So I set my bags down and headed to 87th Street. I was just back in the neighborhood, you know, cruising the same street that I used to cruise in my long black Fleetwood, listening to the minister and Dr. King and my beloved brother Malcolm. The first thing is, see, I'm boundless spiritual energy. I want to talk about the moral necessities of human justice, the power and the action of God-given dignity. One cannot enter the gate if you hate. You got to take the lead for the rest of the world. 87 is a street of knowledge. The streets of knowledge are all over the world. We got a possibility, again, of leading the world. Shy, my shy. We will ask you for safe passage for the kids to walk to school. All right, my young homies. We got a mission to finish. We got the unborn that we got to provide the truth for. Na na ta na chi na na ha chi na. Nap by rap, not sat by laptop. I'm out.
I gotta be honest, it's so much different without you here. But I have no fear. I'll see you when I get there to that city, bright and fair.
evening and welcome to EIESOC, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based in Southeast Queens, New York. I want to welcome those of you that are listening in, anyone who's in the chat room. It's been a minute since I've been on the air, so please try to bear with me. Call-in number tonight is 713-955-0701. That's 713-955-0701. Tonight, we're talking about the aftermath of yesterday's presidential election. My title is The Day After. How did President-elect Donald Trump win? Why did he win? Is America in peril, or will America adjust? Was racism the key benefactor in getting Trump to the White House? These are my questions for tonight, and these are my topics. This is my topic for tonight. Again, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. Please tell me your name so I'll know you're in there. And I'll try to address some of your comments and even say some of your comments over the air. Also, if you should choose to call in, we try to refrain from profanity. But I understand after yesterday's events, for some folks, that may be kind of hard. Also, if you do call in, please be aware of background noise. You know, we want to hear you. We don't want to hear the kids, the dog, the TV, the radio, etc. You may hear some comments that you don't agree with, and that's okay. You know, people are entitled to their view, and this isn't a show where you have to agree with everyone. All right, but we do try to be respectful and not be hostile towards someone because they don't agree or we don't agree with their view. All right, again, my name is Tony Nix. I'm your host. It's been a minute. You know, I was driven to get back on the air tonight, and I made this decision at the last minute. I was looking on social networks, Twitter, Facebook, and saw a lot of comments pertaining to last night's election results. A lot of angry people, a lot of disappointed people. A lot of people who have hope, you know. Some are still trying to figure out what happened. Well, you know, I'm just going to give you my short view of what I feel happened. Okay, racism is alive and well in America. And they came out in full force to get their candidate into the White House. I don't really believe it was the lack of votes. You know, I truly believe that racism is big time in America. You know, there's no other way to put it, okay? We've had 8 years of President Obama in the White House. A black man was angry from the very beginning, okay? He was supposed to be a one-term candidate. It didn't turn out that way. So in his second term, racism stepped up their game. You know, I had a very interesting conversation with a friend of mine the other day. And we were talking about how Donald Trump even got the presidential nomination. How did he get there? And he told me that the Tea Party hijacked the Republican Party. That's how he got there. Because as bad as the Republican Party is, I truly believe they would never represent Trump getting the nomination. I don't think they would promote that. I don't believe that. So when a friend of mine told me this about the Tea Party hijacking the Republican Party, I asked him, well, how? And he mentioned things like the House Speaker, Boehner, resigned. And the next thing you know, we had this character named Ryan. He became the House Speaker. He also mentioned the Young Republicans. Now, I know, and I don't know if you know, but these are all Tea Party people. And they infiltrated, and they got Trump the nomination, and they got him to the White House. Racism is strong in America, no doubt about it. Don't you be fooled by anything you've been told, okay? Trump gave his speech last night stating we are all going to have to do this together. And in my view, he didn't lead his campaign with all of us. He talked about everybody and everything except his own kind. So don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Racism has got who they want in the White House, and what are we going to do? Is the question I ask. You know, what are Latinos and Blacks going to do? Because the blueprint is already set for what they're going to do come January, and it's not going to be good for a lot of people. A lot of people. Even those who helped get Donald Trump to the White House, because they've been so blinded by the rage of racism in their heart, they truly believe he's going to do for them. And I know damn well he's not going to do a damn thing for them. That's my spiel on it. Again, call-in number tonight is 713-955-0701. Press 1. I know you're in the queue, and I'll bring you on, and you can give your view, your opinion, even if you need to vent a little, you know, even if you're a Trump supporter. You know, I'm not excluding you from calling in. Again, 713-955-0701. I'm standing by. I'm waiting on your calls. I know I got to be a little patient because, like I said, I just put this together, say, maybe an hour ago or two, maybe 90 minutes ago. Let me say that. So I don't know who's going to call, who's not going to call, but I invite you to pick up the phone and dial in and vent your feelings and your view of the results of last night's presidential election. Again, the chat room is open, and if you don't know how to get into the chat room, places on Facebook, if you're on my page, you're a friend of mine, go to my page and just hit the link. It'll take you to the site, and you should be able to get into the chat room and participate in tonight's discussion. Again, 713-955-0701 is our call-in number for tonight. We're going to take a short break, and hopefully the phone lines will begin to fill up. So I'll be right back right after this.
Southern leaves, southern trees we hung from. Barren souls, heroic song unsung. Forgive them, Father, they know this knot is undone. Tied with the rope that my grandmother died. Pride of the pilgrims affect lives of millions. In slave days, separating fathers from children. Institution ain't just a building. but a method of having black and brown bodies fill them. We ain't seen as human beings with feelings. Will the U.S. ever be us, Lord willing? For now we know the new Jim Crow to stop, search, and arrest our souls. Police and policies patrol, philosophies of control. A cruel hand taking hold, we let go to free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus. Bird sings for freedom to ring. Black bodies being lost in the American dream. Blood of black being a pastoral scene. Slavery still alive, check Amendment 13. Not whips and chains, our subliminal. Instead of nigger, they use the word criminal. Sweet land of liberty, incarcerated country. Shot me with your ray gun and now you wanna trump me. Prison is a business, America's a company. Investing in injustice, fear, and long suffering. We staring in the face of hate again, the same hate they say will make America great again. No consolation prize for the dehumanized, for America to rise, it's a matter of black lives. And we gon' free them so we can free us. America's moment to come to Jesus.
Listening to EIEFOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. You can find us on Facebook. Right now, we're about 10,000 strong. Well, let me say 10,000 plus strong. It's about saving our children, okay? What we can do as a people to continue to change the conditions in our families and in our communities, how we can help our children from the lives that they've been set up to live. A lot of our children are going from the playpen to the state pen. It's up to us to stop it from happening. So if you're on Facebook, I invite you to join us in making a stand. It's not about us. It's about our children. Our children need us, okay? We're witnessing our children annihilate each other in our community. The primary weapon is the handgun. Guns are being flooded into our communities, and we must demand that it stops. One of the ways that we can make it happen is by signing a petition that I have on the group page. Now, right now, I think I need about 19 signatures before the petition is full. So I'm asking you, those that are listening, part of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children on Facebook, to please go to our page, scroll down the page, find the petition link, hit it, and sign the petition. This is about a demand for the stopping of illegal handguns reaching our children. We're not asking anymore. We're demanding. So please help me out. Hit the link. Sign the petition. Also, if you have it, please make a small donation, because there's a link, donation. Please make a small donation. Help keep me on the air, okay? This kind of stuff isn't possible without your help. I can't do this all by myself. I'm grateful for those who do participate and step up and do the things that I ask that are done. What I ask for isn't much. It is not for me. It is for our children. So please, if you take a moment, just sign the petition, you know, so I can get it out there. This petition is going directly to our current president, Obama, demanding the stopping of flooding of weapons into communities of color and reaching the hands of our young youth and young adults. Okay, the killing must stop. And we have to rid our communities of handguns. I'm a believer of, yes, it can happen. You know, I don't want to hear all the pros and cons about money and none of this, none of that. Just sign the petition. That's all you need to do. You know, we don't need to discuss it. Just sign the petition, you know. Thank you. Getting back to tonight's topic, the day after the 2016 presidential election, how did President-elect Donald Trump win? You know, why did he win? Is America in peril, or will America adjust? And was racism the main benefactor in getting Donald Trump to the White House? These are the questions. You've heard the topic. Help me out by calling in. 713-955-0701. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your views. You know, even if you need to call an event, you know, feel free. I can't do this without you. Believe that. I need you to make it happen. So feel free to call in. 713-955-0701. And while I'm waiting for you to call, just a few quick things about, you know, one question I left out is, now that racism has gotten their man in office, what do we do? What do we do now? Is this the wake up that we need, or is it business as usual? Do some of us have that, well, it's not going to affect me mindset? You know, how many of us really care? Well, will it take more decisions like last night's decision before we grasp onto the fact that now is the time to do something different? That now is the time to come together. Because during last night, I heard a lot of how divided the country is. Well, that's been obvious to me for quite some time, you know, so that wasn't really new to me. You know, also what's not new to me is those that are primarily going to be affected by last night's election, we have a problem with division. our own selves. We've been living under the divide and conquer thing for quite some time. It has been working on us for quite some time. And some of us know this. Some of us are just catching on. Some of us really don't care. You know, I had a long conversation with an elder today. And wow, you know, it's not that the conversation was so deep, it was the truth, that it nearly brought me to tears. And, you know, the elder apologized and said, "I'm sorry if what I'm saying hurts." I said, "No, it don't hurt. Instead, I'm angry, very angry, because what was said was the absolute truth. The absolute truth of black people, we got a lot of work to do. When we look outside of ourselves, we miss the opportunity to look inside. And we don't like to look inside. We rather look outside. We rather complain and blame. And we did that for 8 years. Under the Obama presidency, he walked into office. We cheered. We cried. Then we started complaining. He's not doing enough for us. What about us? When is he going to do something for us? But we didn't do anything for ourselves. And we had 8 years, 8 years to make a difference. And we did nothing but whine and cry. We had the black Obama bashers, you know, who they weren't doing anything but bashing the president. That's all they were doing. They didn't have any solutions. They didn't help. All they did was bash the president. And I think for myself, you know, and I need to say that, you know, it is a damn shame that we have allowed our culture to become as jacked up as it is. I love being black, and I love my black people. But God knows, in all the years that I've been blessed to be on this earth, I have never seen nothing like this in my entire life. The selfishness, the selflessness, self-centeredness, it angers me. It's like, don't you give a damn about anybody except your damn self, you know? Always looking back, never reaching back. Jealous of this one, envious of that one, selling our soul for instant gratification, turning your back on one another, and they're going to treat you better. No, they're using you. They're using you because the same term that they use about us, they use the same term about you. Because when you're mentioned, you know what they say? They don't say that black guy or that black woman. They say, you know that nigga that worked down the hall? Yeah, that's right, I said it. I said it. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. See, they stick together. That's why they do what they do. That's why Donald Trump won the election. We don't stick together. We don't stick together. Because we are self-serving. And we really need to stop that. You know, I voted yesterday, and I stand on the fact that I voted. You know why I voted? Because people died so I could vote. I don't want to hear about, oh, you shouldn't vote and this and that. Well, you know, if that's what you want to do, fine. Shame on you. Because, see, you'd be the first one to be complaining and blaming. But you didn't be part of the process. I don't respect that. I don't respect that at all. I have to vote. People died, got hung, bloodshed, went to jail. How dare I not respect and honor the people who died for me? So see, you same folks or jump up in the air talking about how Jesus died for you, but won't take your asses to the poll. How hypocritical is that? That's right. That's right. I said it. Spike it. Call the number is 519-527-6060. I'm calling it out. I'm calling it the way it is. Time to wake up, y'all. Ain't y'all had enough of this shit yet? Excuse my mouth. Y'all, wow, I said don't cuss, but I'm cussing. But haven't y'all had enough yet? Or how much more do it take? How much more do it take? What, do you got to be almost in chains before you realize it is time and the time is now? You had 8 years, and what did you do in them 8 years? What are you going to tell your children and your grandchildren about when we had a black man in office? They're going to say, well, what happened, Grandma or Grandpa? What did y'all do? And what you going to have to say? What you going to have to tell them? Yeah, ask yourself that. Yeah. See, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Stop hiding. Look in the mirror. Yeah. And see, I know a lot of y'all ain't going to speak up. You know why? Because, see, some of y'all getting ready to jump ship. Because guess what? We got a new president, and racism got him in office. So some of y'all getting ready to jump ship. You understand? You're not going to say nothing. You're going to go along to get along because you don't want to make Massa angry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go to the phone line. I don't know who this is on the line. I usually screen my calls, but tonight I'm not. But caller, your last 4 digits of your number is 2901. If you give me a moment here, I will bring you in on tonight's discussion. Caller 2901, welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Doc.
Oh, my goodness. Doc. Dr. Edgar Scott, welcome back. It has been a long time.
Yes, it has.
And I'm so glad. I am so glad you called me.
Not a problem, brother.
Do you know what I'm talking about tonight? The day after the 2016 president election. What happened?
Yeah.
What had happened? Yeah. How did he win? Why did he win?
Well, it was easy. It was easy win. I told you a year and a half ago it was going to happen. What about that? Didn't you understand?
Well, Doc, you know what? Refresh me on what you told me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was easy. I mean... This isn't rocket science. This isn't rocket science. I don't know why people are upset. I'm stuttering because a black president, I guess I'm going to say some things that are going to upset people, and I really don't care. They can go ahead and get upset. I heard what you had to say. I was trying to get on, but my PIN number didn't work. And so I'll just go ahead and say what I have to say so people can take it, leave it. I flat don't care. I heard what you had to say, and I'm going to disagree with some of the things you had to say, but this is my opinion. Everybody has one. It's like having a rear end. Everybody's got one. So I'm going to speak my piece. Racism is alive and well. I agree with you on that. But I think as we are, as Africans living in America, we fall back on that too much. We all have that story if you're African living in America. And if you don't know that, I can't help you. I mean, I really can't help you. So I don't even try anymore. I don't even use that anymore. If you don't understand that, it's too late for you. If you didn't understand the two people running about where they were coming from, it's too late for you. I think the president-elect Donald Trump said some things that were very novel with his ideas. I think one of the things that he said that black folks should be able to identify, and that was, what do you got to lose? And to me, that was pretty novel.
Well, I thought he had a lot of nerve to say that to us, but you know what? You know, that's just what I thought. You know, but basically, that was the truth. What do you got to lose? Because he sees us as a do-nothing people anyway. So it will be the same old, but perhaps worse.
Well, I don't see it that way because I took myself, I look at it analytically, without emotion. And so when I look at 8 years of a presidency, and I look at it as a colorblind, in a way that's colorblind, I don't see that this presidency that we have now did anything either. And so so I know that might upset some people, but I don't see anything that this presidency did either. And so I don't see that another 8 years, 22 years of a Democratic presidency did that much or would have done that much for us. So a change to me was necessary, justified, and from my perspective, what do we have to lose? And I'm not going to say who I voted for, but what do we have to lose? And so that might upset some people, and I don't really care if it does. But when 49% of people that registered voters didn't vote, that means one out of two people didn't vote. From my perspective, how many of those are African living in America? And I think it's probably a high percentage. To me, shut your mouth and don't say anything. You don't have any. You don't have a right to say anything. And so I can imagine it was a high percentage. So you have how many thousands of people on your show that have that should be calling in, and I bet you don't get that many people that are going to call in. And so I think it's shameful, and we're going to be in the dark, as we've been for all of these ages, and we're going to continue to be in the dark because we expected President Obama to come in and do it for us. He didn't do it for us, and we would have expected Hillary Clinton to come in and do it for us, and she wouldn't have done it for us either. And so now we're all upset because President-elect Trump is in there. And we'll see what we need to get to work and see what we can get done with President-elect Trump. But what do we have to lose? So I'm not upset. I saw it a year and a half ago, and anybody that did see it, I mean, I'm sorry. You should have seen it. It wasn't hard. I think he was saying things that people were tired of the way things are going, and racism is alive and well, and it was there regardless of who was running, and people should have seen it. You haven't done your homework. Do your homework. So if you're not doing your homework, shame on you. I did my homework, and I don't have any emotion from people that didn't do the homework. If you're sad, shame on you. You should have done your homework. So, I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't
know,
have God. Any... Yeah.
Let me say this. Let me say this. And I understand exactly what you're saying. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy said from the very beginning, I mean, you know, he didn't sugarcoat it at all. You know.
Yeah.
The way he talked about Latinos,
yeah.
The disrespect for women.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't try to censor anything he said.
No.
You know, mocking the handicapped.
Yeah.
And for me, when you tell a culture of folk who's having a really bad time in this country, you may as well vote for me what do you got to lose? You know,
yep.
Like for me, that was like really like, wow,
yep.
You have the nerve to say that. You know,
yep.
Now I didn't, you know, I don't know who voted and who didn't vote. Okay. I do know there was a lot of don't vote. And
yep.
Why are you voting? And if you're voting, you're this and you're that, you know. And see, for me, that kind of stuff does not help us at all.
Yep.
It keeps us divided.
Yep.
Keeps us divided. And we still haven't caught on to what that does to us. Because we keep doing
it.
We keep doing it. We keep doing it over and over again. And, you know, you heard people say, oh, well, did you see how he talked about women? And his respect for women. And, well, okay, he was wrong. But at the
yep.
same time, how come you don't feel like that about that music you listen to when they're disrespecting
yep.
women all day long?
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
Then you want to talk, well, look at how his wife looks and the nude photos. And what kind of first lady would she be? Well, wow, how come you ain't got that same concern about your young sister over there half-dressed, naked on social network? Okay, in video, you know, flashing her body all over the place. Where is the concern? Where are the comments about that? I don't hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I look at us. Always look at us first. Always look at us first, Doc. And,
yeah.
And we're lacking.
Let me throw something else in the mix.
We're lacking.
Let me throw something else in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on a second. We're lacking in so many areas that I don't know, man. You know, we got short attention spans.
Yeah.
We don't read like we should read.
Yeah.
Okay. Our children's education is sabotaged because I said it earlier, you know, a lot of our children are going from the playpen to the state pen.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is all stuff that I know if I see it, everybody else should be seeing it. But maybe some people want to pretend like they don't see it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doc. What was the point you wanted to make?
Here's the other point that I want to make. And this is a biggie. You and I talk about this. We've talked about this for years. And I turn off when I hear it. My dad and I were talking about this evening. Here's a major one that he had, following that he had, was Christians. You hear what I'm saying?
What? Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, say it, Doc. What are you saying? You know, Christians. What about them?
He had the church. He had them by the gonads. I mean, they were, he had their support. The Christians supported him. And he was saying all of the things that you said, all of the negative stuff, they supported him.
Not all.
What do you think?
I can't say. I'm sorry, I can't agree with that. You know.
Well, I don't care whether you agree with it or not. Well,
you know what?
You and I know about Christians.
Well, hold on, Doc. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, you are something. Like, listen.
Yeah.
I've seen after last night. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
On social net. Hold on. Hear me now.
Yeah.
On social network. Let's hear me, Doc. On social network, Facebook. I'm going to say Facebook. I saw Christians who all were saying that God has got our back. okay, that God is going to keep us safe from whatever happens during the Trump presidency. Well, you know, I said, listen, you know, God has always had our backs, period. Okay, you know, I know we've heard this expression before, you know, God protects babies and fools. You know, and I said, you know, let that sink in for a minute. You know, it seems like when it's situations like this, people will throw God under the bus real fast, real fast. You know,
yeah.
And my thing is like, you know, cool. You can wait on God. That's your right to. But I believe this. God is waiting on us.
Yeah.
Because he's there for us. He waiting on us.
Yeah.
He waiting on us. Like, okay, what are y'all ready? What y'all ready to do anything different?
Yeah.
Because I got your back. Because I got your back.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
prayer
yeah,
without
yeah.
work. Hold on.
Yeah.
Prayer without work, in my view, prayer without work results in zip, okay? Well, I don't care how hard you pray. You got to do some work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he had the
you
church.
You got to do some. I'm quite sure he had a lot of churches, mega churches that you would least suspect. That you would least suspect. That backed
yeah.
him.
Yeah. I'm
so,
agreeing with
you
what
know,
you have to say.
You know, Pete, you had those who said, from the Republican Party, who said, well, we're not supporting him. A lot said they weren't supporting him, but not very few of them said we're not voting for him.
Yeah.
See, I pay attention. I listen. I said, yeah, I heard
yeah.
they ain't supporting. But we don't know if they voted or not.
Somebody voted for him. A whole bunch of people voted for him.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Doc.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me that Trump got the nomination because the Tea Party hijacked the Republican Party. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard the theory. I've heard that.
Well, how do you think they did it?
Well, there's some people that they put in place to get him elected.
Right. And that's the way that it was explained to me.
Yeah.
Boehner resigned. Remember when he was having issues? And he resigned.
Yeah.
And who stepped up in his place? Do you know who stepped up in his place?
Who do you think stepped up in his place?
This guy Ryan.
Yeah. But that's smart politics. I mean, you have to have a plan, and this guy had a plan. I mean, you can't blame the guy for having a plan. He had a plan. And so...
Listen. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead.
He had a plan. And so... You have to look at that. He had a plan. And so I look at it as he had a plan. It doesn't bother me that he had a plan, regardless of it's light and dark, okay? And it's positive and negative. And somebody's going to pay. Trust me. Somebody's going to pay for this thing. And
well, they've already started demonstrating and carrying on, you know, marching, you know, and people are saying he's not my president and he never will be.
Yeah, they
okay,
said that
that's
about,
cool.
Yeah, they said that about Obama too, huh?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. You know, but the thing about this is white people saying this. This is white people who are out there saying, You know, I'm wondering, you know, I don't have, you know, on this thing right here, I got to tell you, I got tunnel vision when it comes to what's going to happen in America. Because everything that Obama has done to bring this country back, I believe they're going to take it down. Every last thing. Every last thing that Obama has done to bring this country back from where it was when he came into office back in 2008, they're going to start with the health care, any free programs, anything. They're going to cut all that out. They're going to cut all that out. You know, and you know, you talk about they had a plan. Sure, they used the uneducated, you know, the rural, living in, you know, the backwoods. You got a horse and buggy, or you got your truck that you ride into town, and you know, you get your goods. They went and got them. You know, these are some people who don't even go vote. Okay, can't spell the word vote. But they got them to the polls.
Yeah.
Because they wanted this man to win. And they knew about the hatred in their heart.
Yeah.
This man led a hateful campaign.
Right.
A hateful campaign. Okay?
Yeah.
And that hate got him to the White House.
Yeah.
And what was his winning speech, we're all going to work together. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm supposed to believe you now. No, I don't think so, okay? I know the plan for America. Don't include me because of the color of my skin. That's the bottom line.
But I think
because
also...
hold on. So, I'm hoping that this is a wake up, that we do not remain asleep. Because if you want to blame folks, blame yourselves. That's what I said. Blame yourselves. Because that racism is always going to do what it needs to do to remain in the position that they're in now.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Because if we wait for them to change, it's not going to happen.
No.
We have to change. We have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we live. We have to change the way we consume. Because we suffer from consumer ignorance. We buy stuff we can't afford, we don't need. The more we spend, the more they stay empowered.
Right.
Everybody is empowered, not just corporate America. I mean, you got the Asians, the Indians, the Latinos, your Arabs in your communities who run these nasty bodegas. They're empowered because of a black dollar. So we just give our power. We've been giving our power away, giving it away, and then crying. We really need to stop that. Because it ain't like we can't make some stuff happen. The power we have, we give it to the other guy.
Yeah.
And we keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's our fault.
Yeah.
That's our fault. That ain't their fault. That's our fault.
Yeah.
We don't know how to make a commitment and stay committed. You know, if Dr. King and others didn't stay committed, didn't st- stay courageous, didn't stand with a lion heart. Where the hell would we be at today? You know, you think we got it bad now? Had they not done what they did, we'd have it even worse. But if we continue to practice what we're practicing now, going to be worse for us. It's going to be worse. And for some reason, we just won't change. We waiting for them to change. They're not going to change. Hold on, Doc. If you're listening, yeah. I posted the wrong number on Facebook. The call-in number is 713-955-0701. That's 713-955-0701. Or you can hit the link and you can go directly to the chat room, leave some comments, and let me know your views on tonight's discussion. I got my man rolling with me, Dr. Edgar Scott. So glad he called in, you know, because this guy don't pull his punches, and he's right. You won't agree with him on some things, but some things he's definitely on point. And don't be afraid to call in. Be just as courageous as you've been when you're writing comments in social networks. You know, then I noticed some of y'all who are just going to listen, y'all ain't going to call in because you're scared. You know, yeah, I'm calling. You're scared to call in? You're scared to call in. You know, it is time to, you know, voice your view. You know, or call in and say what you're going to do to help bring about change. Because, you know, America just sent, well, not, I'm not going to say the whole America, but the hateful part of America just sent a real powerful message. Like, see what we can do when we come together? So that should be a message to us about what we may be able to do should we decide to come together. Because this is not a one-man show. Donald Trump being the president is not a one-man show. He got support. He got a crew that's going to the White House with him. They got blueprints that they're going to put into action. So what are we going to do? Go ahead, Doc.
And, Tony, what you're saying is you're right on point, is the group that he's put together, they have a plan. And Brother Martin Luther King had a plan. And that's what Africans living in America need to come up with, is a plan. And if we're going to be successful, we need to have a plan. And that's what we haven't done, is come up with a plan. We do a lot of talking and a lot of shucking and jiving, but we've never come up with a plan, a solid plan, and stuck with something. And we expect someone like you to do all the legwork and cheer you on and come on your show and talk, and then we go back into our little shell and don't do anything. Look at the number of people that you have and don't do anything. I mean, don't put it out there, don't disagree, aren't courageous. And it's time now for a courageous conversation. But not only that, have a plan for going out and doing something, because it takes work to do the kind of things that you're doing and the kind of things that I'm doing. And you got to sacrifice to do what we do on a regular basis all the time. To take sacrifice. And what are you willing to do? And you got to have a plan for it. And like I said, 49% of registered voters didn't go out and vote. And I don't know which part of that, but one out of two folks didn't vote.
Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think, you know, and maybe I'm kind of defending some of them, you know. I really believe a lot of people really felt like he didn't have a chance to win, that he was so outspoken in a lot of the madness that he spewed. How could America allow him to become a president of this great country? What happened was they forgot about how strong racism is in this country and throughout the world. And these are folks who are always talking about racism, Doc. That's the killer for me. How could you underestimate? How could you underestimate racism?
It's a mystery to me.
I never believed for one moment, Doc, and this is the God honest truth, that Hillary had it in the bag. I never believed that. Because once he got the nomination, that was a wake up for me, like, wait a minute. He could become president.
Yeah.
I don't care how bizarre and absurd he sounds. He got the nomination. I got to make sure I get my behind to the polls.
Yeah.
I don't care about what the media is telling you and, oh, he's so far behind in the polls. And you can't trust the media.
Yeah.
That's a setup. They're part of him getting into the office.
Yep.
Oh, he's down in the polls here. He didn't go here. He didn't talk to this one. He didn't have to. He did just what he needed to do.
He gotta
did
have a
just
plan.
What he needed to. That's right. You know, I asked for people to call in tonight. Let me read to you some of the comments. Prior commitment. I'll be in a meeting, but I'll wish you most success. I wish I could, but I have another commitment. You know, as far as I'm concerned, y'all scared. Y'all scared. Because, see, I done talked to a few of y'all, and you're usually gung-ho. But right here, oh, you don't want to touch this. You don't want to touch this. Because you're afraid of who's going to hear you say something. Who's going to hear you speak? You're afraid of, you know, Donald Trump becoming president has shaken quite a few people.
But here's the thing. You got to look at this thing two ways. When President Obama became president, they would have done the same thing.
No, Doc. When President Obama became,
yeah.
No, people was calling in. People, no. I beg to differ. No. People was calling
okay.
in.
Okay.
People were calling in, Doc. You know I had, you was on the show. People was calling in, okay?
I wasn't rejoicing because I told you.
Rejoicing or
not? It was the same way. People up there saying, hallelujah, I told you. They were not going to do anything. They were going to go home and say, we got a Savior. He's going to save us. And I told you, he was not going to do anything. He was not going to do anything. He couldn't.
No. I disagree with that.
Okay.
You know, he did do some things, Doc. We did a show about it. Okay? Black excellence in education. Who was that for? That was the black people. Okay? My Brother's Keeper initiative. Okay? That was for us. He did some things, but he had a whole entire country to run. Okay? What did you want him to do? Come sit in your living room and hold your hand and walk you down the street? Well, I mean, what did you want him to do? come on. You didn't capitalize on nothing, okay? And anything that he did, you had some criticism. I'm not saying you, Doc, but I'm talking about some folks in general. You know,
yeah.
It's like no matter what he did, good, bad, or indifferent, it was never enough. Meanwhile, people still sitting on their asses, and they ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
They watching their children kill each other.
Yeah.
Okay. They're
and
watching their education turn into miseducation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. They're going to do the same thing with the new president.
Who's going to do the same thing?
Black folks. They're going to do the same thing with Trump.
Black folks too scary, man. So, not all black. You got some lion-hearted folks. You got some lion-hearted folks, Doc. You know, the frustration is those that you believe are going to help or you expect to help won't help.
Yeah.
They won't help.
Yeah.
See, you know, just as Dr. King brought about change, there were a lot of folk who wouldn't stand with him.
Yeah.
Because why? I'm going to get in trouble with Master if I stand with you. But in the long run, they benefited. They benefited by the sacrifices and the commitment that was made.
Right.
You know, I said this the other night. I don't know where I was. I said this the other night. People always want something, but never want to do something.
Right.
So, you know, like who you think you are? Somebody supposed to just hand it to you?
Yeah.
That's not how things work, in my view.
Yeah.
You got to do something. You want something, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Can't be sitting back talking, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Yeah. I had a conversation with an elder today. God, she almost brought me to tears. She almost brought me to tears, Doc. You know, the country is divided, and so are we.
Yeah, yeah. But, Tony, I give you this, and I got to go. I really think that this is the wake-up call and that you're going to see some folks come together, even if it's out of fear. I think it's going to wake some folks up to say, wow, maybe it is time to change. And I think that I listened to his speech last night, his acceptance speech, and he mentioned, he didn't have to say this, that he mentioned the inner cities. I think he mentioned something about that the inner cities and going there and helping. He didn't have to say that, and he did. I listened to what he had to say. And I think he's intent on doing something. So we'll see.
Oh, I believe he's intent on doing something. Oh, for sure. Oh, I believe that. I believe that he's intent. And you know where he's going to start at? Guess where he's going to start?
New York?
He's going to Chicago. No, he going to Chicago. Okay?
Yeah.
He going to Chicago. Martial law.
Yeah.
Okay? You think law enforcement in America has been out of control? Watch what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You watch what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, he coming to the inner cities. Oh, you best to believe he is.
Yeah.
And it ain't to come. He ain't coming to help. I don't really believe that. All right, prove me wrong. But I don't believe he coming to the inner city to help. Not after that, all that hate he spewed.
Yeah.
He building a wall, okay? He building a wall. And he got a lot of the Latino vote. He got a lot of women vote. I was like, wow. Wow. In spite of what he said, y'all voted for him anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to see black and brown come together. And hopefully this will bring them together because there's a lot of negative stuff out there.
Excuse my expression. I don't think their ass has been kicked thoroughly enough yet, Doc. That's my piece on it. You know, I just, you know, they ain't had enough yet. They just, you know, everybody's depending on, God forgive me, everybody's depending on Jesus. Once again, it's always got to be somebody else except self.
Yeah. Oh, well, I see a lot of. I don't get on Facebook very much anymore, but I got on.
I'm in it. Twitter. Yeah. I didn't heard it, and I'm like, you. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Don't y'all get it? Don't y'all get it?
Yeah.
You know, I voted yesterday. When I went to vote yesterday, Doc, there were a lot of elders. A lot of elders, a lot of seniors. And, Doc, I don't know, you ever just in the moment, I said, wow, you know, I could see some of them, their health was failing. They
yeah.
had walkers. They were in wheelchairs. They had canes, but they came to be part of the process.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you know, and I talked with some, because I knew some of them, you know, and I talked with some of them. And the common thing I heard was, you know, I'm not feeling that good, but I had to come out. I had to do this.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I voted. And, you
yeah.
know, and I said, you know, wow, you know, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of your illnesses and not feeling well and not getting around well, you came out to get that vote in.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I was a lot of hugging, because I know, you know, a lot of the elders know me, you know. And I said, God bless you, you know. God bless you, because, you know, y'all come from that era of the killing and the hanging and the bloodshed. So y'all know the importance. Y'all know the importance. You know, and
yeah.
then I saw the younger mothers and fathers who brought their children. Who some that, you know, they were too young to vote, but you know, they showed them what the process is to put your vote in. You know, when I voted,
yeah.
after I filled out my ballot, the poll worker allowed my daughter to stick it in the machine, you know.
Yeah.
The feeling is really hard to describe. You know, to be a part of a process that folks died for, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I hear people always talk about the elders and the ancestors. Really?
Yes.
Well, what do you do to honor them besides nothing?
Yeah.
And running your mouth. And running
yeah.
your mouth. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, like James Brown said, you know, like a dull knife, you just ain't cutting. Talking
yeah.
loud and saying nothing. Okay?
Saying, yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to have to go.
Yes, I appreciate you calling in, because I got to go also. I don't see anybody else seem like they're going to call on the line. I don't even know how many people listened. But, Doc, I'm back. And,
okay, that's what it's all about.
As you can see, I'm not pulling my punches. I'm calling it the way it is. Like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I've listened, Doc, and, Doc, you know, I've listened for a long time.
Yeah,
I've understood for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, I just happened to get on it tonight because Kay's sitting right there. She was doing something, and so
give Kay a shout out. Tell her I said hello. You know.
Okay.
But Doc, thank you. I'm gonna be on real soon again. I'm even gonna let my 10-year-old do a night. She asked.
Oh, good.
And I said okay.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the children. I'm gonna have a children night. And they're going to talk to you adults. And you adults going to have to explain to them why y'all ain't getting off your asses and making it happen.
Yeah.
Because children
are
smart. They want to know. They paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
So they asking questions, well, how and why? Well, how come?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
So I'm having children's night. I'm having from 10 to 14 or maybe 15.
Yeah.
It's going to be their floor, and they go run the floor.
Yeah, that's good.
And they call
okay,
the adults out. All right,
yeah.
man. Thank you, Doc.
Okay, bro.
The best to you and your wife. I'll talk to you real soon. Good night.
Okay, though. Thank you, man.
You've been listening to EIE SOC Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tonight, I was talking about the day after the 2016 presidential election. How did Donald Trump win? Why did he win? Is America in peril, or will America adjust? And was racism the main benefactor in getting Donald Trump to the White House? That was my discussion tonight. Unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of call-ins. That's okay. Like I said, I did put this show together at the last minute, but I will be back. And listen, black folks, time for change. Do it for your children. Do it for your grandchildren. Lead by example. Show what unity looks like. That's what we need. But first, things first, we got to start with some simple things like self-love and self-respect, selling our souls to those who benefit from us selling our souls. We got to be able to look at the big picture and not the small picture. We have to have a selfless agenda. We got a lot of good minds out there, assets and resources. We got to put that stuff to work for us. Because there's an entity in America who used their resources and assets to get someone to the White House who we know don't like us. And his plan don't include us. So we need to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? This isn't about rioting and burning. No. This isn't about a racial war, because we couldn't win that anyway. We don't have the kind of weaponry to win. So we got to be smarter. We got to be proactive, not reactive. We got to be able to call ourselves out on our own stinking stuff. We got to be courageous. We have to be lionhearted. Our children are going from the playpen to the state pen. We can't allow any more of that. We talk about mass incarceration. There's a way to stop it. And how do we stop it? Because we can't change the system. That system that you talk about, how unfair it is to us, it wasn't designed to be fair to us. The solution is to teach our young people not to volunteer for a system that's not going to treat them fair. We got a lot of work to do. First, we got to get honest and tell ourselves the honest to God truth. We got to be fearless. At times, we're going to even need to be humble. We can make it happen. I believe in us. I believe in us. I know what we can do when we want to do it. We just got to want to do it, because we can make it happen. Remember, those that are in power now got in power because of us. We taught them what we know, what they know, rather. And it's a shame that now we're practicing. Not all of us. Some of us is practicing pity and ignorance. Well, we're smarter than that. We're way more talented than that. Why do you think they want to act like us? But God knows they don't want to be us. So listen, I'm going to be back real soon. We're going to do this again. I'm bringing the children on. I'm back. And you want to find me? Just go to Facebook. Look up Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Okay? 10,000 strong. 10,000 is a lot of people. We can make a difference. The question is, what do you want to do? Okay, I got a petition on the group page, and all I need is about 19 signatures. And this petition is about a demand to stop the flooding of illegal guns into our community and reach in the hands of our youth and young adults. It takes 2 minutes to sign, if that. And on that same page, I ask that you make a small donation to help with programs, giveaways, keeping this show on the air, things that we can do for our children. So help me, everybody else. Help me help you. Because I know there's a lot of folks in need. A lot of folks in need. Homeless, hopeless. We can change all of that. So please, 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 get in the game. We need some players on the field. We got enough cheerleaders. We need some players on the field. So please join me in my journey to make a difference in our children's lives. I'm going to leave with you with this. No, there is a God, and yes, if he hasn't told you today that he loves you, believe it, he does. And so do I. My name is Tony Nix. Until next time, as always, no violence, no peace. That's K-N-O-W, deuces. See you soon.
yeah. From